In this section, we cover two types of theories of sexuality: critical theories of sexuality and postmodern theories of sexuality. First, though, I'll provide a definition of critical theories of sexuality, and that is, sexuality, also referred to as sexual orientation, is a historical or social construction that's used to justify discrimination against LGBT plus individuals, and the goal then is to raise awareness about these forms of oppression. Major concepts associated with this theory are heteronormativity, the idea that one type of sexuality is normal and all others are deviant, and also the different phobias, homophobia, biphobia, transphobia, which refers to an unjustified fear or hatred of non-heterosexual persons. Critics of critical theories of sexuality argue, though, that they tend to be one-sided since they focus on LGBT issues, but in reality, many scholars working in this tradition examine the construction of heterosexuality as well. Moving on to postmodern theories of sexuality, these theories move beyond showing how norms and categories about sexuality are socially constructed and argue that categories such as heterosexual or homosexual themselves are problematic because they can mean different things and refer to different experiences and types of persons. For example, how might the white working class American LGBT experience look different from the black upper middle class immigrant experience of sexuality in the UK? For this reason, and because these concepts are so often used to discriminate, postmodern scholars deconstruct the categories of sexuality and argue that we need to move away from these rigid ways of understanding identities and experiences. Critics of postmodern theories of gender and sexuality fear, though, that by deconstructing categories such as LGBT identities, there's a risk of fragmenting and harming social movements since they are rooted in the idea of a common experience for people who share these different LGBT plus identities.